Hello, everybody. Welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. So this is chapter 8. This is a self-help show all about the self, self-love, self-care, self-empowerment, self-discovery, all about the self. And I normally do this podcast in chapters. This is chapter 8. Last chapter was time. I spoke about time. And I'm doing stuff differently this chapter. If you haven't already noticed, there is no soundtrack. So I'm just trying to record just in a quiet space to see if there's any difference. So feel free to let me know what you guys think. I received a lot of comments on YouTube saying, oh, the noise is distracting. Oh, we can't really hear what you're saying because there's a noise in the background. So I decided to do it differently this time around. My name is Gina Margaret Tiger. I am your host. A Thousand Voices podcast is a very special space where I share my thoughts, my experiences, my opinions, and feel free to comment and to share and to, yeah, let me know what you think. So this chapter is very special to me. Chapter 8 is all about forgiveness. So let's call it the forgiveness series. In this chapter, you will understand what forgiveness is and what it is not. All right, that's what I'm going to touch briefly actually in this episode. But in the coming episodes, you will know the cost of holding on. You will learn forgiving without any apology. So this is when, you know how it is, people hurt you and you expect them to apologize, and you have to actually learn how to forgive even without an apology. Then you also understand self-forgiveness, and this is for you personally to learn how to let go of your own mistakes, because we are not perfect. We're just human beings, and every single day we keep learning. As this episode is going, I decided to make some crypto experiments, and I don't know if it's a mistake or if it's going to reward me later, but I am in the process of forgiving myself right now. Then you also learn forgiveness in relationships, the power of a forgiving family, or at least forgiving your family, and forgiveness when you've been hurt. So we have self-forgiveness when you make your own mistakes. And you will also learn to forgive yourself even when you've been hurt, right? Then we will talk about forgiveness in the workspace and, you know, so many things that are happening in the world, and how faith and spirituality influences forgiveness. Then the role of empathy in forgiveness and rebuilding after forgiveness. Then forgiving the unforgivable. And forgiving and acknowledging that as a strength, because it is such a powerful choice. Then forgiving even when it's not necessary. And lastly, I will share my remarks, my reflections on what the chapter is all about. So, forgiveness at its core, right? It's a conscious decision. To release, I need to repeat this part, conscious decision to release, as in you are releasing feelings, okay? This is very important because sometimes you're in life and you're trying to make things happen for you, and you're asking yourself, why is this thing not happening for me? And one of the elements that you can actually look at now and realize is you need to forgive somewhere, somehow, either your family, your friends, yourself. Because it's such a big release. You release feelings of resentment. You release feelings of anger and bitterness towards someone who's wronged you, or even if they don't deserve it. So it's actually something that we have to learn, because I know people hold dearly and deeply when they've been hurt. They hold on to that feeling, and that feeling affects their energy, it affects their vibration, it affects their frequency, and stuff delays to manifest within their experiences, because you have to be whole, you have to be complete. So forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you have to reconcile with the person. You don't have to, but you do it for your own sake. It's for your own mental weight. Because now you are freeing yourself from that heaviness. So whoever that was, they no longer have control over your thoughts, over your actions, and your future. Because the fact that you're holding on to what they did to you, you are in a way giving them more satisfaction because that is affecting your future. So, another thing that I want to talk about is the common myths about forgiveness and the common misconceptions that people have that stop them or prevent them from embracing the healing power of forgiveness. So, one of the things that is very common is forgiveness means forgetting. So, it's like if you forgive, you forget. No, it doesn't mean that. Forgiveness is a release of the feeling associated with what that person did to you or what that experience did to you. So when you release that feeling, it doesn't erase your memory. You still know and remember, and you have to learn to live with that memory without letting it define your future. So when you forgive, you can still set boundaries and you can protect yourself from being hurt again. Then the second misconception is forgiving someone means saying what they did is okay. No. No. That's an absolute no. Forgiveness is not the same as excusing bad behavior. You can actually forgive someone and you can still hold them accountable for what they did. So it's all about your inner peace. Remember, this is for your own inner peace and for letting go that emotional weight that is heavy. The third one is forgiveness requires an apology from the person who hurt you. No, if you wait for the apology, you will wait till kingdom come. So don't wait, because waiting will keep you stuck in the pain. Forgiveness is something that you do for yourself. Do it for yourself. Some people think forgiveness, you're doing it for that other person. No, it's not for that other person. It's for you. So regardless of this person coming to admit their fault or, seeking redemption or sending you flowers or whatever the case may be, forgiveness is for you. Then last one is, if I forgive, I have to let the person back into my life. No. It does not mean that you choose to forgive the person and you still keep the boundaries and protect your well-being. So, forgiveness is a choice. You have to make that decision, right? Because it's empowering for you. It's going to liberate you from the pain. Even though, yes, you know that justice needs to be served, that's an intentional decision. You have to make an intentional decision to release the power that resentment holds, no matter how deep the pain is. It's your choice because you have to prioritize your mental health, your emotional well-being. And once you let go, you will see so many changes will happen in your life. You also need to prepare yourself. You don't even have to feel ready. You just have to at least make that decision. It's all about taking that decision towards emotional healing. That often opens the door for you to be ready. And you have to feel the release. Like I said in the beginning, it's a release. This is going to help you reclaim your power or control over your emotions and your story. And the person in the situation can no longer hurt you because you are free from it. So there are so many benefits that come from forgiveness. For example, you will have that emotional freedom. So once you let go of that anger and that resentment, you free up that space and you can fill that space with joy, peace, and connection. Holding on to grudges will keep you down, just like an anchor keeps the boat from moving. That's what grudges do. And once you forgive, it breaks those chains, right? Another thing is it provides that improved mental health. Studies show that forgiveness reduces stress, it reduces anxiety, it reduces depression, it allows you to focus in the present. Because look at it, if you are angry about someone, they hurt you, they did this, I'm telling you, you wake up, you think about that. You spend the day, you think about that. You go to sleep, you think about that. In the shower, you think about that. While driving, you think about that. At the grocery store, you think about that. That is all you think about. So the moment you let go, you free up your head. You improve your mental health because your space in your head is no longer reserved for that person who hurt you. That space is now open. And it helps you now utilize that space for other things that are actually important in your life. Okay. Another benefit is it helps you improve relationships. So forgiveness allows you to trust and connect with others again. This is a big one. This is a big one that has held so many people back. They have been hurt, right? And they did not forgive. And because they didn't forgive, they don't trust. So now imagine you've been praying, God, help me with this. God, I want this. Help me. I need to do this. I need to do this. God answers your prayer. God sends somebody into your life to help you. But you cannot see the person who came because you cannot trust anybody. So already you are missing out on the connections that were sent to help you. Do you see? Do you see what this whole domino effect of not forgiving does? It will affect your whole entire life that you end up losing out on connections that are meant to take you or pivot you to the next stage because you're just holding on to that pain. And because you're holding on to that pain, you automatically assume that everyone that's coming is coming to do that. So you have to forgive. You have to forgive because you don't want to poison your future relationships. Another thing is health benefits. So resentment kept for a long time becomes a chronic thing, and it leads to high blood pressure. It leads to health issues. It weakens your immune system. Remember what I said in the beginning, forgiveness is a release. You are releasing. So once you release that, it helps even your physical well-being. It lets go of all of that tightness and it improves your blood circulation. How you feel affects your blood circulation. So if you're constantly thinking about that thing, it affects your health. So let it go. Last one is you reclaim your power. Forgiving does not mean you're weak. All right? You can still forgive and still maintain your power. Forgiving is an actual strength because it allows you to take control of your life. You take back the control of your life. So when you forgive, you take away that power from that person or the event that it had over you because you're choosing peace over pain. So to wrap it up, forgiveness is not erasing what happened or excusing what the person did. It's about freeing yourself from holding those actions, from holding those actions to stop you from trusting other people, connecting with other people, or even being, right? It's a choice, and you have to release those feelings. It's one of the most powerful acts of self-care. I'm speaking from experience because if you know my story, if you've been around me, you know so many things happened to me that have broken my heart so many times. But I keep forgiving and I let it go and God blesses me continuously. So do the right thing. Just let it go. Think about it. Whatever it is that has hurt you, whatever it is that has broken you, just let it go. Sit, think about it, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I'll catch you in the next episode.